Welcome, everyone, to CITR 101.9. You're listening to Wise Men Radio. I'm your host, Austin.
And back again at it is Will Kaufman.
Yes, yes. I'd like to, we're going to acknowledge that we're broadcasting live on unceded Musqueam territory. Yes.
Yeah. So.
Cool. We have a very fun show for you today. Yeah. I'm not sure if it will be... cohesive or no promises here.
Yeah. Yeah, this is gonna be a wacky one.
It's
so
gonna be wacky.
A little different than how our last shows have gone, but yeah. It'll be interactive and kinda crazy bazonkle.
Yeah, it's gonna be crazy bazonko. man, I was thinking about standing up, but I don't know if I can get the mic to hold in the right position for me. But, you know,
all right, I won't stand up.
Yeah, maybe we'll sit down for this.
Yeah, let's sit down.
Maybe I'll kind of, like, kneel in this chair. But anyways, we've got today, did you say it was coconut today already?
No, Austin, what is it
it's
today?
It's coconut today.
Oh!
Will, what is coconut?
Oh, my gosh, where do I start? So, as many of you know by now, we are in the Faculty of Forestry at UBC. And the second to last Friday every school year, there's an all-day-long event called Coconut, where it starts out with baseball tournament on the field at UBC. And, yeah, tons of forestry students make up softball teams, and we play each other. And then, yeah, that goes on for, like, the morning. And then, yeah, where does it continue, Austin?
Then it continues. There's a little break in between where everyone is got to recuperate. nap, eat some burgers and chips and stuff like that.
Hydrate.
You got to keep hydrated throughout the day. It's going to be a long marathon day today. We'll do that at around noonish.
Probably a little later.
Yeah,
because we have a game at 1 o'clock. Don't forget.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll be there. We'll probably do that later than that then.
Yeah, a little later. Okay. So anyway, after the break, and after we recoup and have some, you know, good old barbecue with the bros.
Yeah, BBQ.
You know, we go back to the UBC Farm where the main event is. And there's live bands and cheap drinks and John Worrell's famous hamburgers.
Uh-huh.
And, just good times at the UBC Farm. If anyone is interested in coming out, they might have tickets still at the door.
Tickets are $10 a pop.
Yeah.
And they're well worth it. There's $2 beers in the venue. Also
a t-shirt.
The t-shirt.
Which our good friend Michelle Tran has
Woo!
Won the contest and made. So it's very, 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 very cool.
It's really cool. I believe there is lots of dancing that happens at these events.
Oh yeah. And when it comes to dancing, you better get off the floor before this guy comes out.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, Will Kaufman, Gary Fisher over here is a dance, a little bit of a dance machine.
Danceaholic is what you call it.
Danceaholic, yeah. You've been to the dance workshops, mm-hmm. and you've been there as a student, you know.
Yeah.
And over the years, they've started to, it's been a teacher-to-student relationship
between me and other students. I'm just looked at as a teacher for the dancing.
Yes, yes. They actually come to you every day. I've seen it.
Yeah, yeah. It's really turned into something more than I thought it would. But you know what they say: shake that booty, it don't lie.
Yeah, the booty doesn't lie. That's true. And also the money doesn't lie. As well, huh?
Oh, you're bringing money into this?
Oh, no. I figure some monetary value is always a necessity when you're communicating to the public audience.
Yeah. Okay.
But anyways, Coconut is today, and last year we had a really fun show that it was pretty much just gibberish. And we were talking about the Nooksack Dace.
The Nooksack Dace.
It wasn't really just gibberish, but it was just kind of, it was all facts about the Nooksack Dace.
Yep. Yep. Yeah.
For example, Will, do you know a fact off the top of your head?
Do I know a fact off the top of my head?
Yeah.
All right. So every time you sharpen your pencil,
mm-hmm.
it's not a sharp blade.
Wow, that's a pretty good fact.
It's the Nooksack Dace.
Nooksack Dace. Oh. Yeah. Yeah. I've also heard that Nooksack Dace is only eats ice. And it only eats carbon too.
And it's also completely fine with the amount of eyes it has.
Yeah, if you add one more eye to it, it'll die.
It'll die. Or if you take one out, it'll die.
Yeah. So
just don't mess with his eyes.
Yeah.
And the fish will be good.
Yeah, but the Nooksack Dace is home to the Nooksack River here in southern BC and runs throughout Washington, kind of the Baker area. So, you can find that little dace, and that dace is under extreme watch by the dace watchers out there. And don't mess with him because he'll bite you probably. And you don't want that to happen because, Nooksack Dace bites are actually pretty deadly.
Yeah. Yeah, the bites, I mean, for a small fish, you'd be surprised. It's a dace in time, huh?
But anyways, yeah, this year's theme is called, this year's team that we're on here is called the Black Forest Champs, emphasis on the ham, and And yeah, so our show today is going to be all about the Black Forest. It's all going to be about ham, and it's all going to be about smiling.
Smiling and just, you know, remembering what coconut's all about, which is having a hoot and a holler.
Yeah, hopefully this year you'll have a slice of coconut in with you as you listen to our beautiful voices talk about ham.
Ham.
Yeah, because what isn't a better thing to talk about, huh, Will? I hear ham gives your farts actually a good smell.
Yeah, you know, it really does. And, you know, when you dance, your ham's off.
Yeah.
Sometimes one thing leads to the next, and it's hammer time.
Yeah, a ham in the bushel is a ham in my head. That's what I always say.
That's what I say. Ham is kind of a funny meat because, you know, it's not like it's the most – it's a very standard type of deli meat, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's not great.
It's not terrible. It's not terrible, but it is I hear that God is a ham, actually. If God you're out there listening, I've heard that there is a ham out there and he's waiting to meet you, actually. Hello. And this ham is me. I am your one true ham.
Oh, wow.
And I also heard hams can be moms. That's why you shouldn't brush your hairs the wrong way. That's actually written in the book of ham. You can buy this book online on Amazon.com.
It's called Hamspiration.
Hamspiration, yeah. It's called Hamspirations. Ideas for Little Piglets.
Ideas for Little Piglets and... you know, keeping the sane and the hams fresh.
Yeah, you got to keep the hams fresh. How do you keep them fresh, Will?
Well, it comes down to two things, really.
Two things, yeah.
Yeah.
Break it down for me, please. All right.
So it comes down to always putting up a – kind of giving it a fresh shaving of grass.
A grass, yeah. You got to keep the grass.
You got to keep the grass
any
fresh.
Any type of grass particularly?
Crabgrass.
Crabgrass, yeah. I hear it's good for crabs too.
No, just hams,
just
actually.
Just hams, really?
Yeah,
oh,
you know, you think crab.
Huh?
Yeah, crabgrass, you'd think.
Yeah.
You know.
Why don't they call it hamgrass?
Yeah, you know, that's a good... I think its Latin name is...
Hamus.
Gracias hamus.
Oh, yes, yeah. I think they're right, actually.
For its kind of main purpose for...
Yeah.
Ham freshness.
Uh-huh.
And, do you want me to say the second thing?
Yeah, say the second thing, please.
Okay, all right.
We can both say it at the same time, how about?
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
All right, ready? One, two, three.
CD case.
Yeah. Wow, that's amazing. Yeah, I know.
So the second thing is also, when you open a CD case, every time you open a CD case, the freshness of the nearest ham,
yeah,
is dwindling.
So
you got to keep your CD cases closed,
yeah,
and in a cool environment with some grass nearby.
Uh huh. That is true. The grass is typically your first bet here is the grass, but also if you have a CD case, you should keep it closed.
Yeah. Keep them closed.
Yeah. That's why you should listen to the radio. Because there's no CD cases involved.
Yeah, you can have all the good fun from a CD case right here on CITR
101.9. Yeah, I hear you're listening to the radio right now. That's pretty cool. Why don't you do that more often?
All right, so we also have some kind of other fun facts.
Yeah, we have some more fun facts.
Ham.
Yeah. Do you want me to get to the fun facts section here?
Yeah, Austin, kind of, you know... give us a fun fact or two about ham, and this is kind of what the whole day of our coconut team is about. We're kind of like, you know, kind of communicating to the general public, like, more about ham and kind of, you know, giving them a greater education on what is ham all about and why is it funny, good, or neither, you know?
Yeah, that's true. And now this fact kind of dates back a really long time ago. It dates back to an era of exploration, colonialism, and many other. I think it might even date back to the Black Plague. The use of ham. The ham is actually worldwide. It's a worldwide species. It's found on every single continent.
Antarctica.
Yes, yeah, it's actually. Well, the thing is, it's only been introduced in Antarctica. It's kind of actually becoming a little bit of a invasive species there. They've been enveloping these herds, which have been what I call the super herds.
Super herd of
ham.
Yeah, I've heard of them.
They're pretty nasty stuff. But anyways,
actually, can we get back to that point later?
Yeah, we can get back to that. You want to get back to that point now, or do you want to?
Yeah, while I have it in my mind.
While you have it in your mind.
So how you say ham's invasive in Antarctica?
Yeah.
Is there any control mechanisms, biological or?
Oh yeah.
Getting Antarctica to its native stage again, you know, ham isn't kind of left and right everywhere you see, you know?
Yeah, so Antarctica is historically known for ravishing fires coming through the understory every 10 to 12 years.
Okay, yeah.
And with the growing human civilization on top of Antarctica, we've seen less and less fires here on Antarctica.
Okay.
So what my a thesis statement actually is looking at the impacts of control burnings on ham populations on the Antarctic ice sheet.
Okay. So so ham has no kind of natural defense against these control burns. Is that right?
Yeah, they just kind of. They just kind of get cooked.
Wow. Yeah. Man, that must smell really good, though.
Yeah, it's a really. Like, man, if you're in Antarctica in the spring, you can smell cooked ham from miles and miles away.
Wow.
Yeah, that's why the polar bear population is doing so well. They don't live in Antarctica, but they can smell it all the way.
They can smell
from
it
the North Pole.
I think I've heard of stories of some of them swimming during the burn season.
Yeah, they've swam.
Yeah,
yeah. And polar bears can swim.
They can swim. Tune into our polar bear show to find out more about those marine mammals.
yeah, that's true. Yeah, but anyways, back to my fact here.
All right. Yeah.
About ham.
Ham.
We were talking about how ham in the old days was used in this sort of way where they would bring hams onto boats. Say you're in a Viking nation.
It was called a ham boat back then.
Yeah, it's called a ham boat. Say you're a Viking nation looking for uncharted land or looking for more land to conquer and pillage. Then you would have brought this ham on board your ship, and the ham, because of its superior sense of smell, was able to navigate you through these rough and rocky waters.
Wait. No way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
this
God.
This is a true fact. I'll tell you that. It was able to find – it's able to sniff out land from thousands of miles away.
Get out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Get out.
Yeah, and it also was able to tell the tide and weather systems. If there was a big storm coming, you could hams have the spirally tail?
Yeah.
The tail would unspiral and become straight.
And it would point in the direction they needed
to
go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wow. So, you guys should see my face right now. I am in shock and awe.
I've never seen a man more in awe in my life. I'll tell you that.
I'm drooling right now.
Yeah, he's drooling all over the table.
I think I'm smelling that spring ham. Spring ham.
Yeah, it's starting to be spring. So if anyone has a boat and can make it out to Antarctica, I highly suggest it. It's going to be a good one this year. I hear it's going to be lots of hot hams out there.
Yeah, it's La Niña.
It is La Niña and La Hamna.
La Hamna.
Yeah, but another part of Pococana is creating a shirt.
So we had a kind of festive outing last night where our team came over and we all made shirts.
Yeah, it was a big team bonding exercise. Great to get the morale high right before the big game.
Yeah, we talked strategy and game talk, and we decided our lineup, starting pitchers. Kind of what the bullpen was looking like, too.
The bullpen was looking hot.
Yep. Now we got some good guys back there. Just came up from the minors, actually.
Yeah, so, the minors. Yeah, they're the
farm league teams.
They're throwing heat. Yeah. That's what I can say.
Yeah. So, come out and kind of watch us. You know, there's just some rookies out there trying to prove themselves. And we'll see kind of, you know, there's some scouts out there and some good coaching staff, and we'll see where it goes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got a good coaching staff. Yep, definitely. We got the players. You know what, they really want this, and I can tell you this firsthand experience.
Mm-hmm.
That I've never seen a more dedicated group of individuals than the individuals we have on this team here.
It's nice. We all created one common goal.
One goal is to be the champions. I really hope we can bring home the hamptorious hamptorious in the process.
I think we have the skill. We have the skill. I think it really, you know, this softball tournament, and mm-hmm. it really is a mind game more than anything.
It is a mind game. Yeah, that is true. I would love to look into the opponent's game strategy and tell you that they weren't trying to do mind games on us. But, you know, we're all going to have our mental defenses high.
Defense is high.
And you know what they say about that is the best offense is a good defense.
Mm-hmm.
So
defenses win championships.
Defenses win champions.
Championships.
Championships.
All right. So, you know, another thing about Black Forest Champs is, you know, it's kind of funny because we're in forestry and, you know, there's this thing called the Black Forest, which is an actual forest.
It is an actual forest. Where is it actually?
It's in Germany actually. And, it's kind of funny, you know, talking about German forests for a second. You know, their main crop is Douglas fir, which is all invasive there.
Oh, that's actually crazy. I didn't know that.
Yeah. They, plant a lot of Douglas fir and, I believe, yeah, none of it's native.
Yeah. Like imagine that. That's, actually crazy because that's like a lot what we have here.
Yeah,
but it's all
like,
native.
It's, yeah,
like it's
native
Oregon
here.
Oregon State tree, and it's.
But that just shows how, you know, how lucky we are to have such good trees right next to us.
Right next to us, yes. Yes. Okay, so. We're gonna break this show down a little bit. Everyone put on their good socks, and because I've got a little bit of a story to tell you. I wrote this story a couple nights ago, and it has a lot to do with what we've been talking about.
Yeah, it kind of is the overarching premise for today, and how today's going to go, and kind of, what we're all thinking about today.
Yeah, it is really kind of the essence of what we're thinking about, I guess.
Yeah, it kind of brings it all together. So, I mean, Austin wrote this up, I mean, amazingly fast. I was really amazed when I just saw mm-hmm. this. I was like, wow, you did that in like 5 minutes, man. Like,
yeah,
no, that's crazy.
You know, when I get the inspiration, the words come after. The words are, you know, they flow from my inner cortex of my brain, and, you know, down through my spinal nerves and out through my fingers in the form of words. Mm. And you know what? There really just isn't words to describe it.
Hey, let the words speak for themselves.
Yeah, we'll let the words speak for themselves. Okay. Let me just get my reading glasses on. Oh, yeah, that's much better. Okay. Russian ambassador. Okay, I'm going to start over again. I'm sorry. Russian ambassadors love the ham in Hungary, but they only have small hands with no towels and the hands of stinky fish people who are so wet they can't even hold ham. God, I love it here because the weather is so tepid and I can really just kick off and relax. Who's got a bucket? Because I've got a lobster that needs a new home and I can't take care of him anymore because my driver's license is now expired. I haven't a clue where the nearest DMV is and I got my shoe stuck in the dishwasher. There's a lot of wax on the floor and I was getting intimate with my lover last night when we fell down all of the stairs and landed in a pile of XOXXXXOXOXO boxes. You could hear the plates whispering from the other room and they weren't saying very nice things. For example, they made fun of me. I also forgot the viscous fluid of my dreams is when you slush up some gravel and rub it to and fro through your arms. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you. Wow. Thank you. Everyone didn't need to stand. Yeah, that's so kind of you. Wow. The standing ovation. I can't believe it.
Yeah, I can't imagine what people around the world are thinking right now.
That was a bit of a drop here.
Yeah, it's a bit much to take in. I'm not going to lie. On your first time at hearing mm-hmm. that, it's like, wow.
Yeah, I'm sorry for putting that out there straight in the morning here.
Yeah,
I know it's still early. It's early still. But, you know, I think this is a perfect medium for this sort of story to air on, actually. And what a more important day to air this live on the internet and the radio.
So now what people are probably asking themselves right now.
What are they asking?
Is that story true?
You know what? That story is true. It is. You can actually find it. It's a page out of my memoir, "Tidal Waves and Hamster Dance." It's actually available on Amazon.com if you look it up online. It's pretty. You know, I don't want to say it's good. I don't want to say it's great, but it is. It is life changing. That's for sure. Once you get through the sections about the round plum. Yeah.
Oh, I've heard. Yeah, actually, that's been written up in a few places about the round plum.
Yeah, the round
plum.
It's
kind of a changing peak side.
It is peak side. Yeah, that's true. That is true. Peak side, and also.
It's
gonna have to look it up yourself.
Yeah. It's kind of glues it together, but
it's a glue.
So, is there any other new projects people can look out for that you're working on? Maybe aside from the ham-based content.
Yeah, you know, I've been working a lot on this ham stuff recently. It's been taking a lot of my time,
right?
But you know, I've had this big thought in the back of my mind. It's a little bit in the works, and I'm not sure if the world's ready to see it yet.
Oh, come on, Austin. You can't. Yeah. Everyone's on the edge of their seats right now.
I know.
Come on.
I know. We'll just have to. I'll just tell you.
Yeah.
I'll just tell you now. It's about sea lions wearing shoes.
Ooh. Okay. All right. So that's kind of more of a curbside story.
Yeah, it's a curbside story to read on the curb. I mean, you could also read it in the living room, but it's written for the curb. Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, all right. I think it'll be something different for the readers, and it's kind of something else that maybe you know, give and go, up and down, left, right.
Yeah, yeah. Sometimes you gotta put in the cheat codes in order to unlock the mystery power within. And that is honestly what this whole day is about.
Yeah,
is unlocking your power within you.
Within. This is the start of a really, really, really long marathon, guys.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you right now, if you're not buckled in your seat, and you're not gripping your armrest and have sweaty palms, you're doing something wrong.
Uh-huh. That is true. Cool. Yeah, I think we've had a good day. Yeah. Let's see, what do we want to do now? It's 9:35 here. 9:35 in the morning.
9:35 in the morning.
We've got a couple options.
You know what? You know, 9:35 is weather time.
It's weather time. Yeah. What are we looking at here for the weather?
Okay. I got this, man.
You got this? You want me to get I'm going to get a more detailed one up here for
you.
Oh,
yeah. Okay. We can't do anything but Environment Canada here.
Yeah.
All right. So, right now at UBC, it is all overcast, but according to the Vancouver, BC Environment Canada, it's partly cloudy. So depending on where you are in Vancouver, you might see bits and parts of sun flux come through the sunny clouds. And humidity's at 84%.
Pretty humid.
Visibility is 32 kilometers. That's a big one, actually.
Yeah, you can see it for about 32 kilometers in any direction, south, north, east, west.
Oh, south, north, east, west, yeah. And
so tonight, it looks like it's going to be cloudy. Rain is going to be, looks like it says rain is going to be beginning at near midnight. So,
yo, we didn't even say the temperature.
Oh,
should they wear jackets or what?
Yeah, it's 8 degrees.
8 degrees. Going to get up to 11 degrees, and it does not look like rain is in the forecast until maybe late at night.
Knock on wood.
So, you know, if you're going out and getting some drinks with your Friday night buddies, you know, maybe bring a raincoat, but otherwise, just chill out, man.
Chill out. I'm wearing socks and sandals today, but you can do whatever you want.
Yeah.
I want everyone to feel comfortable out there in the body and clothes and skin and everything that they are in.
keep your skin clean.
Keep your skin clean. Shower when needed. That is good for you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Thanks for the weather update.
Yeah, thanks for the weather update.
Yeah. What we could do now is we could go into playing some songs. It's 8:37 a.m. On
9:37 a.m.
9:37. I'm sorry. is it March? Yeah, it is March.
It is the last day of March. 31st. The 31st.
Yeah. So.
So. Hey, really quick. What was your favorite thing about March?
March. What was your favorite thing about March?
Oh gosh, it was probably my mom coming to visit me.
Oh, that was good.
Yeah,
I liked that. I liked getting that ring. That
yeah, I love cool. my mom. So shout out to my mom, Rachel.
Yeah, shouts out to moms across the world too.
Yeah, every mom.
Every mom in the world, thank you for being a mom. Sometimes everyone just needs a mom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, your turn, man.
Oh, my turn.
Yeah.
Was probably, you know, it was good to, man, it was good to buckle down.
Yeah.
I liked buckling down.
Buckle down time, huh?
Yeah, it was good to buckle. So, yeah, I liked that.
Oh, cool.
It was busy. It was a busy month.
Yeah, no kidding. It's kind of grind time, huh?
Yeah, but now it's good for sailing.
Good for BC.
Good for BC. Good for you. Cool. So, what we're gonna do now is play a couple songs here. We got a couple songs lined up for you, and then we might come back in to talk a little bit. But I'm not sure if we'll have time. So, yeah, we're gonna play. We might end up playing a song by by Pitbull. He came out with a new climate change album, so we're very curious to give this a try. But if not, then you can thank us later. But for not playing you Pitbull. Yeah. But yeah, it seems like the climate change album is a bit of a hoax here.
Yeah, he's had another album called Global Warming, and I am not sure any of the songs have any content to do with any of the issues.
Yeah, it's all about partying. I watched the music video, and it's just like it's them in race cars and like some big booties and like,
yeah,
you know,
probably
that's it. That's
contributing it. To the issue
yeah,
more than anything.
Definitely. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, make your own opinion about it. But
yeah, we'll leave it up to you guys.
Yeah, but anyways, I'm going to start off with a song by Slow Dive. Cool song. They're just coming out with a new album. And I've played them a song off their single off their new album before, Star Roving, a couple times. But they just came out with another single, Sugar for the Pill. It should be a really cool song. I'm going to go ahead and play for that for you boys and girls. And we'll be back to say goodbye in a bit. But anyways, ciao.
Thank you. 2, 3. I wish I was a mowing green, sitting in a chair. One arm round my pretty little girl, the other round my dear. The other round my dear, bowling green.
Had a hankering to ski the world-famous slopes of Whistler? Boy, do we have great news for you. Escape the city in one of Zipcar's many mountain-ready vehicles. Plus, get $30 back in free driving credit when you tweet a selfie on the slopes at Zipcar Vancouver. Zipcar, wheels when you want them.
I left drinking on the city train.
Denver Concerts and CITR 101.9 FM present Chicago indie rock band Whitney. With special guest Julie Byrne. On Monday, April the 10th at the Biltmore Cabaret. That's on sale now at timbreconcerts.com. That's T-I-M-B-R-E concerts.com.
Thank you. Well, I'm tired of this dirty old city, and I'm tired of too much work, never enough play. And I'm tired of these dirty old sidewalks, I think I'll walk off my steady job today. Turn me loose, set me free, somewhere in the middle of Montana. Give me all I got coming to me, and keep your retirement and your I've been working every day since I was 20. I got nothing left to show for anything I've done. And there are folks who they don't work and they got plenty. I think a guy like me should go and have some fun. Set me free, somewhere in the middle of Montana. Give me all I got coming to me, and keep your retirement and your so-called social security. Big city, turn me loose. Let me breathe. Every day since I was 20, I got nothing left to show for anything I've done. And there are folks who they don't work and they got plenty. I think a guy like me should go and have some fun. We'll be right back.
Elle est une femme qui n'a pas de cœur. Elle est une femme qui n'a pas de cœur.